It's Dubai 92. You with Jono and Nats. Our favorite thing to do every Wednesday is talk to the Frying Pan Adventure Sisters to find out what we should be stuffing our faces with. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. Arva, it's great to have you on the line. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
So good. You're off to tantalise our taste buds and taking us to the recesses of Karama once again this week. I like it when you do old Dubai and you don't get too modern and come up to this side of the bridge.
Yeah, that's my favourite. My favourite is old Dubai.
Yeah, that's because I get lost in new Dubai.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't worry about it. You just give us the tips and stuff you got down there. Where are we off to?
Done. Today we're going to go to a place called Versailles Local, and that is in the depths of Karama. It's actually an Indian restaurant. It's a place that serves food of the local, like the indigenous fishermen community of Mumbai. The name of the community is Koli, and the lady who runs it, the lady owner, is actually from that community. She's getting a lot of spices from back home. Some of the dried fish preparations are happening, or dried prawn preparations are happening by her aunties, I think, back home. So this place is legit, is what I'm telling
you. Arva, I have two questions. One, do they have Bombay duck?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, so we're on the same page. That is exactly the dish I was going to tell you about.
And second, is it spicy?
Yes and no. So they have Bombay duck, which is basically bombil fry, the rava fry. It's coated with semolina and sort of shallow fried until it is super crunchy, not in the least bit greasy. Just imagine a crisp layer and creamy fish on the inside.
Oh my goodness.
It just melts. It dissipates on your tongue. It is gorgeous. And that is, I think you get three gorgeous fillets for about 26 dirhams.
I'm sorry, and three? No, Bombay duck for 26? Are you serious?
Three fillets.
However, though, to get a portion of Bombay duck, normally it's not going to be that cheap. You're going to be paying a little bit more if you're getting Bombay duck anywhere else.
Yes. It is so fresh and so just, I mean, perfectly seasoned, super crisp. This is exactly how every Bombay duck would have wanted to be if they were on your plate. So that is just hands down fantastic. And the best part is the food across the board, whatever we ordered, and we ordered quite a bit, nothing was really mind-blowingly spicy. It was just so flavorful, which I love. Like all of the spices just used in the right balance. One other dish, which is, I think, quite cheap, maybe it's only 15 dirhams, is their suki dal, which is dried lentils. And that is something that I believe the fishermen make when they're out on like these deep sea fishing expeditions. So that's a pretty traditional dish. And that was phenomenal as well. And their chai is now, it has become my favorite chai in the city.
Oh
which
my
is
goodness, that
lot.
Is a tall order. You have grown up here. You have taken many people to many a chai place. And for you to say it's the best in the city, when are you taking us? That's what I need to ask you next, because
let's
I had friends. I'll come now. No worries. Just let Jono finish the show and I'll head there for some Bombay duck.
Amazing. I'll meet you there right after the show.
Arva, thank you so much. As always, check him out, Frying Pan Adventures on Instagram. Food tour season is back in swing once again. You can get to go and check out some of the best places Dubai has on offer, which are well worth doing. Arva, we'll chat to you next week.
Have a scrumptious week ahead, guys.